George Walker for WFIU Arts. Pixie Kings and Magical Things, three tales by Hans Christian Andersen, come to the Crossroads Repertory Theater in a production directed by Brandon Wentz with actor Carolyn Rodkey. It plays the first, second, and third at the new theater on the ISU campus and then goes into the repertoire. Our guests are Brandon Wentz and Carolyn Rodkey. Thanks very much for joining us.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you.
Brandon, tell us a little bit about yourself. Long-time participant in the summers there?
I am. This is my ninth season. I've been involved with the children's show for a number of years here, and it just came up that I had the opportunity to actually direct it this year. So it was kind of an opportunity to pass down my experience to some of the other actors who haven't had a chance to be part of the children's show yet.
Brandon, are there special things about presenting children's theater?
Yeah, you know, it's a different style. You know, you want to make sure that you have something that the children will enjoy, that will keep their attention, that they're going to leave feeling good about, but you also don't want to leave out the adults. And so it's that kind of dual-level humor and entertainment. So you make sure that it's not just the children's show, but it's the family show.
I understand that you're actually operating on a number of levels because you're in both the Sunshine Boys as a hardworking young man bringing some older actors together, and then in Frankenstein as well. So you're doing quite a bit of duty there. And
it's true. They keep me busy.
Carolyn, you're the dramaturg for the company, so you're exploring the backgrounds of the various productions. You're joining Brandon in Frankenstein. Tell us a little bit about your own background with theater there in Terre Haute.
Well, this is my sixth season with Crossroads and my third as the dramaturg. So I've been researching and writing about these plays since the beginning of December, and I write the program notes and find the speakers for the Sunday talk. So I wear a kind of academic hat for half the season, and then I'm also a performer as well.
I understand that one of the people that you've gotten for one of the talks is actually the person who put together Pixie Kings and Magical Things.
Yes, indeed. The playwright Rick Averill is joining us on July the 18th. That's a Sunday. Following the 4 o'clock show, he'll be here to talk about the show and translating plays from children's stories onto the stage and what challenges that presents. So that should be a great talk.
Tell us a little bit about your role in Pixie Kings.
Well, I have two different roles. There are three different tales by Hans Christian Andersen, and I'm in two of them. I actually get to play the pixie in The Pixie and the Grocer, and in the third tale, I'm the weaver in The Emperor's New Clothes.
Gosh. We asked Brandon a little bit about directing for children's theater. Are there special challenges and opportunities for an actor in children's theater?
Definitely. Kids, you have to take them seriously as audience members. You can't just write them off as just kids. You know, they really do pay attention and they really do understand that entertainment value. It's extremely physical, and I remember Brandon telling us early in rehearsal that this is probably, in terms of running time, it's definitely our shortest show, but he told us by the time you get done, you should be drenched in sweat. You should be putting that much effort and physicality and animation into what you're doing in it. And it can be pretty exhausting, but it's really fun.
We've been talking with Carolyn Rodkey, who's one of the actors, and Brandon Wentz, the director, for Pixies, Kings, and Magical Things, three tales by Hans Christian Andersen at the Crossroads Repertory Theater. It plays Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, the first, second, and third, and then enters the repertoire in the productions at the new theater on the ISU campus in Terre Haute. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.